November 9th, Jesus says, "What peace? The acts of fornication by Jezebel and her numerous poisons still exist. I said that to obtain true peace, and not a pause in the war, it was necessary to remove from your midst what was fornication with Satan. I have said so through the mouths of my saints, and I have had my mother say so. For decades I have been repeating this, and for decades you have been insisting on that. I have told you so with urgent words in these recent times. But you have not changed. Rather, you have increasingly made fornication with Satan your way of life. You have preferred everything else to God. And this God whom you invoke in the hour of fear is such a distant, unknown being for you that, if you were consistent, you should not even invoke or blaspheme any longer, for you have drifted so far away from him. Indeed, even your invocations are blasphemy, for you call them with lips sullied with filth, for you invoke him while you are still one with Satan, for you dare to mix his holy name with your plans for crime. Peace has been promised to men of good will. Christ came to bring peace. But if you send Christ away and your will is not good, how can you have peace? You have pauses. But they are nothing but intervals between one slaughter and another, to give time for your spirits, soul to Satan, to learn new doctrines of death from him, and new instruments of destruction. Death to souls and death to the flesh. Destruction of spirits and destruction of things. Your growth in Satan is impressive. In a short while, you will have reached the mature age in which he will no longer have anything to teach you, and then hell will be able to give birth to its son, the Antichrist, for the times will be ripe, and men will have deserved to know the horror preceding the end.